What happens after you file a lawsuit? I have another video on what happens when you file a lawsuit and what that means. But after a lawsuit is filed, then the litigation process starts. And what that means, and I'm just going to take you through it in order, is you file a petition or a complaint. The defendant gets a lawyer, files an entry or an answer. Sometimes they'll file a motion to dismiss or a motion to have your pleading more specific. It's called a motion for a more definite and certain statement. Sometimes they'll file a motion saying that your venue is wrong or the case was filed wrong. Sometimes they'll remove your case to federal court. Federal courts have jurisdiction over some cases. If it's a dispute among citizens of different states and the amount of controversy is more than $75,000, some defendants may choose to remove the case to federal court. Sometimes a case is filed initially in federal court because there is that diversity that I just referenced, or because there's a federal question or some other reason to be in court, in federal court. But after the answer gets filed or a motion to dismiss, then you engage in something called discovery. And what discovery is where you discover the information and documents that the other side has. So the plaintiff asks the defendant, hey, here's a set of questions called interrogatories. Interrogatories, a fancy name for question. Here's a set of interrogatories or questions I want you to answer about the case. Who are the parties? What happened? Here's the basic facts. What are your policies and procedures? Have you had other cases like this? What happened in this specific incident? There's a variety of questions we would maybe want to ask the other side. You also serve them with what's called a request for production of documents, and you're requesting the defendant to produce to you copies of any types of documents that they have in the case. It may be emails, it may be photographs, it may be other electronically stored information. It could be medical records, it could be surveillance videos, it could be diagrams or drawings. It could be copies of insurance policies. It could be documents regarding damages. It could be documents regarding policies or practices that the defendant has. It could be prior statements of witnesses. There's a whole host of different types of documents that you're going to want from the other side. So the plaintiff asks that from the defendant, and the defendant asks that of the plaintiff. Similarly, concomitantly, they say, hey, tell us what other injuries you've had, or what information do you have about it? They ask us questions. And ask for us to have documents, and then the parties go through different battles or interactions about that. It's not always battles. I shouldn't say that, but we may not want to give them, or the defendant may not be entitled to certain information, or the defendant may not want to give us, the plaintiff, certain information or documents, and then we do motions to compel and hash that out between lawyers. And sometimes we go to court in motions called motion to compel, where we move to compel that the defendant give us certain information or documents. After that written discovery is done, or the interrogatories and requests for production, typically depositions start. So then the defendant will want to depose the plaintiff, and the plaintiff will want to depose the defendant. And then there are other parties. There are maybe other witnesses to the incident. There may be other people from the defendant who has information about policies or practices or investigations that were done, or what the defendant corporation did in relating to that. Or there may be other witnesses on the plaintiff's side, family members who have information about the incident or the injuries sustained. So you do depositions. In a deposition, we have other videos on that. Deposition, it's you have a court reporter, you're in a conference room, and you're asked questions like you're at trial, and the witnesses are sworn to tell the truth. And the lawyer asks questions, and the deponent or the witness or the party answers the questions. And those can go on for some time because we want to know. The plaintiff's lawyer, like me, wants to know everything the defendant's going to say at trial, and the defendant wants to know everything the plaintiff is going to say at trial. Court reporter takes all that down. It's reduced to a transcript that says question, answer for pages and pages and pages. And then that can be used at trial to impeach or challenge the testimony of a witness. If you say one thing in a deposition, you say something different at trial, the other lawyer's going to get up and point that out or impeach the witness with that information and let everybody know that the person's changing their tune at trial, different from the way they were deposed. So after depositions are taken, typically that's a time when you disclose experts in a case. This may be a year after the initial lawsuit is filed. Could be 6 months, some period of time. And then you have expert witnesses. And what those are, there's a difference between lay witnesses and expert witnesses. Lay witnesses are people with facts or information relevant or material to the case. Experts are people who give opinions. A lay witness usually cannot give an opinion. Say things like, the car was going at this amount of speed, or it was this person's fault, or the standard of care for a driver is this, or the standard of care for a doctor is this, or this condition on this premises was dangerous, or here's the standards for how this deck should have been built and it wasn't. Or I can give you a million examples. We have a lot of articles and other information about a wide variety of cases that we handle. And it can be medical issues too, both in terms of standard care or something in a medical case. But many times a plaintiff is going to have treating physicians who treated them for the broken leg or the hurt neck or the injured back or the brain injury or the neurologic symptoms or the whatever the condition may be. And those treating physicians are still experts because they still often have opinions about diagnosis, prognosis, what caused the incident, future medical, reasonable value of medical services, whether the symptoms are pain-producing, whether the surgery was necessitated because of the incident, a whole variety of things. And those doctors should talk to the jury directly about how that happened. And typically that's done by depositions because you don't want to take a treating doctor away from his medical practice. So you go take a video deposition, you go through all that with the doctor, and you edit that and you play that at trial. So expert depositions can be on liability and standard of care, what the doctor should have done, how the deck should have been built, I mentioned, how this truck driver should have driven, whether that doctor did something wrong, or it depends on the type of case it is. There could be a wide variety of whether the product was dangerous and why it was dangerous, what alternative designs did it have. So there are experts in liability issues. There's also experts on medical and damages. And then after the plaintiff produces their experts for deposition, that produces reports, the defendant gets to take them. Sometimes the plaintiff takes those depositions for trial. The defendant can also have experts. So the defendant may have their own doctor do an IME or an independent medical exam of the plaintiff and say, you know what, that person may have neck problems, but it wasn't from this car wreck. Or they may say that the neck problems, they don't really have neck problems. So often the defendant will hire a doctor to challenge the evidence put on by the plaintiff, and that's the point. Sometimes the defendant doctor finds that the plaintiff, what the plaintiff says happened and the treaters happen, is correct. And often that doesn't happen, and can, but most of the time defendants hire more conservative leaning doctors who, and often people who they've used before, and they kind of know what their opinions are going to be because the doctor's done this a 100 times before and kind of says the same thing. And obviously that's my bent or my slant on that. So the defendant also may hire and produce experts on liability and say that they're not at fault because of this, or the standard of care is this, or their truck driver drove fine, or the deck was built perfectly well, or the doctor didn't commit malpractice and did not deviate from the standard of care. After all the experts are disclosed and deposed, they get their depositions taken too, just the same process I described before. Typically, you may have some other motions, and then you're going to go to trial. You've already set the case for trial before, and you're getting closer to your trial date, so you do pre-trial motions and other things. Now, I'm not going to do a whole, this already video's already been long enough. I don't want to do a whole video on trial because I have separate ones on that, but that's basically the litigation process and what happens after the lawsuit is filed. Thank you.